Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Straight Outta 254 podcast. I'm your host, Blogger Flanny, and I'm back again with another episode. It's been a while, Mazi, but I'm back again with another episode, Mazi. I'm thankful for you guys seeing me through this transition, Mazi. I know we're really, really doing everything we can to make this podcast be as popular as it can be, Mazi. We're working behind the scenes, but I'm back again and I'm really, really excited about it. So today, a really, really disturbing thing happened that especially involving Sauti Sol. So I think you guys have seen the story online today is a Tuesday, the 17th of May. So I'm actually, if you remember, 17th of May ilikuwa tarehe 17 mwezi wa 5. That is the day that Stella came back, the Fresh Lumamburi ex-girlfriend. So she came back on this day. So today also there was a drama with Sauti Sol and the Azimio movement. You guys know Azimio is the political movement led by Right Honorable Raila Odinga and his current running mate Martha Karua. So the two actually pinched something from Extravaganza, the mega hit that was done by Soul Generation, that is involving akina Chris Rasige and Viri Ben Soul, Sauti Sol themselves. So it was kind of a big tune. So something out of it was a snippet of it was kind of used in the campaigns by Azimio La Umoja or Azimio One Kenya Alliance. I don't know if it's still Azimio One Kenya Alliance, especially with the Kalonzo Musyoka out, but a snippet of the track was used in the campaign with the Azimio team. So Sauti Sol were actually suing for the copyright issue. It was a copyright issue that came up. So they were actually suing for the song to be taken out of this, or for the snippet of the song to be taken out of the campaign that was being done by Azimio. So to counter it, Azimio actually, they did notice that they didn't respond to the suing by Sauti Sol or the attempted suing by Sauti Sol. They actually confirmed that they really had used the song. But now there were divided opinions from the fans, especially from the fans who say that it was actually the term or the snippet that was used was actually coined by politician, so it's a free thing, it's supposed to be used. So there was a whole drama, and now the drama blew up to a point that Sauti Sol started losing subscribers. They're actually currently they are going down. They were 905,000 subscribers on YouTube. They're currently down, heading to 900,300. So It is just complicated for them. It's actually complicated because, yeah, Sauti Sol are really a big boy band in Africa. They're one of the biggest boy band. They're actually the best boy band in Africa right now. So they're facing copyright issues. The Copyright Commission itself did come out to actually confirm that there was kind of an infringement, but it didn't give clear indication of maybe a suing or maybe an accordance with the law, maybe copyright nini. You know how our CMOs behave. When it's time to tete artist, kila mtu anaingia shamba. So I don't really know what's right about the copyright thing. I don't really know the nitty-gritties, the details about the copyright thing. But all I know is that Sauti Sol are right to sue the Azimio team, because if you are using any snippet of a recording that has been copyrighted by someone, you should pay up. You should ask for permission before using that snippet. So I'm really, really looking forward to see how the story will unravel, and tutaona tu. We'll see how it goes on, how it expands, maze, how it really reveals itself. Ndo tujue if you can fight for copyright as creative, maze, tuone vile itakuwa. So I really, really hope Sauti Sol get something from it, and I really, really hope they don't lose fans, especially with the political campaign right now. I really hope they don't lose fans, Mazi. Subscribers are important on YouTube, so I hope they don't get in trouble with it. So that is all from me today. I've been your host, Blogger Flanny. This is the Straight Outta 254 podcast. coming to you live from the 001 Mombasa City, Mazi. And I'll see you next time. Cheers.